Blog Talk Radio. This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Good evening. I am your host, Blaze. It is April 2nd, Monday, April 2nd, 2018, and yes, we're almost there. Spring is in the air. You know, I woke up this morning again to white yard, white car. Everything was just covered with snow. So it started snowing very early over, because there was quite a few inches of snow on the ground when I woke up this morning. However, it is spring. You know, the snow melted, and there are flowers blooming on the lawn. So regardless to what it looks like, this is just to confirm that if it is so it is written, so it shall be done. And this is Monday motivation. And my motivation for you this Monday is to tell you, don't worry if you see dark clouds outside. You know, don't worry if it's raining. Don't worry if it is snowing on April 2nd. Don't worry if the flood is coming up to your last step before it gets into. Don't worry, because as it is written, so it is written, so it shall be done. God is not a man that he should lie. If you sow tomato seeds, you will reap tomatoes. You may not reap as many bushels of tomatoes as you would have hoped you would, but you will reap, you will pick tomatoes. If you plant strawberries, well, you will get strawberries. You may not be able to make a strawberry pie, but you will get strawberries. And if for some reason the strawberry tree chooses not to bear, well, what did Jesus do with the fig tree? He cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree died. So if the strawberries choose not to bear any strawberries, cut it off. Use it as mulch, you know, to keep the rest of your garden, keep the rest of the soil moist for the rest of the garden. Put it around, chop it up and put it around one of the plants, the roots of one of the plants, so it mulches it and keeps it moist. But do not give up hope. Do not give up on yourself. Do not give up on your dream, because as it is written, so it shall be done. My name is Blaze. I am your host, and I'm going to start the program with "It's Raining."
How you feel? Tell me how you feel. Oh, it's raining all around me. I can feel it. It's a lot of rain. Right on, Jesus. Please send more rain. Until we are wet, until we are soaked in the light.
Yes, Martha Providence, it's raining, and this is your host, Blaze. It is Monday Motivation, and I am here to motivate you today to tell you, don't worry about what the weather looks like outside. If you have a dream and it looks like things are not going according to plan, you know, no matter how difficult you try to do something, it keeps moving away from you. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope, because never lose hope. You never know what tomorrow may bring. You never, ever know what tomorrow may bring. Again, I started the program by referring to the plants that are growing, the flowers that are blooming in the lawn, and they were blooming yesterday. You know, I wanted to take pictures yesterday because it was Easter Sunday. There was some beautiful purple and yellow flowers just blooming in the lawn. And this morning I woke up and everything is white, covered white. But the sun melted and the flowers still there. They're still bright yellow. They're still bright purple. They're not faded. They're not dehydrated. They are still the same flowers that I saw on that beautiful Easter Sunday yesterday that made me stop and take notice of them. And so if you do not give up hope, if you hold on to your dream, if you keep going one step at a time and you hold on steadfast to your dream, you will get to the destination. It may not be the destination that you was hoping for, but it just may be the destination that God created you for, which would be a whole lot better than the destination that you are hoping for. So don't give up. Don't give up. And there was a quote that I saw on Instagram this week that I thought was really appropriate for a lot of us who have dreams and who make goals but don't always necessarily maintain them. And it said to stop calling it a dream and start calling it a plan, a desire, a purpose, and start creating the goals that you need to create in order to achieve them and to make them happen. Great advice, I thought, when I saw that. Great, great advice. So I'm going to take a little break here, and I'm going to do Donnie McCucklin and Yolanda Adams, The Prayer. I will be right back.
Stars go out each night.
Donnie McCulkin and Yolanda Adams, The Prayer, The Prayer. That is one of the songs that I really love to listen to because, you know, it's just a wonderful song. So yesterday was April 1st. Did you get any April 1st jokes? Yeah, I kept myself very secluded yesterday, so no one got to play a joke on me yesterday. I was, and I'm happy about that. It's April 2nd. I'm out, and if anyone did play a joke on me, it did not get noticed because I just was not around. So today is National Reconciliation Day. And so if you are having issues, there are many different days of reconciliation held around the world, but that reconciliation and they're celebrated on different days. So today is intended to patch up relationships, misunderstanding, unintended words or actions. Excuse me. Ooh, my throat is a little dry, so I'm going to put a song, and when I come back, I will. 10th Avenue North, I Have This Hope.
As I walk this great unknown, questions come and questions go. Was there purpose for the pain? Did I cry these tears in vain? I don't want to live in fear. I want to trust that you are near. Trust your grace can be seen in both triumph and tragedy. I have this hope in the depth of my soul. In the flood or the fire, you're with me and you won't let go. But sometimes my faith feels thin, like the night will never end. Will you catch every tear, or will you just leave me here? I have this hope in the depth of my soul. In the flood or the fire, you're with me and you won't let go. Yes, I have this hope in the depth of my soul.
10th Avenue North, I have this hope. And I was saying before I had to take my little break was that today is National Reconciliation Day. And Reconciliation Day is the time to take a step and make amends. It's not too late to reach out to anyone and make amends, whether it's friendship, a loved one, or, you know, it's a great day. So go ahead and make amends today. And, you know, Easter was just Sunday, and Easter is all about forgiveness, because Christ died on the cross for one purpose and one purpose only, to forgive us of our sins. And so if we are Christians, we ought to forgive each other. And today being the Monday after Easter Sunday, what else can you do but to reconcile your differences with your loved one? Chris Tomlin, Jesus, I'll be right back.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us.
the Lord Jesus. No one.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
And my name is Blaze. I am your host. This is the segment Monday Motivation. And today I am here to tell you, do not give up on your dreams, because so it is written, so it shall be done. Yes, it snowed today, but the snow has melted. The grass is coming out and the flowers are blooming. So are we in spring or are we in winter? We are in spring. We may be having winter weathers, but we are in spring. Mother Nature does not wait. The universe does not care. Things happen the way it's supposed to happen, because grace wins every time. And by the grace of God, everything happens and everything has a season and a reason. Charles Jenkins, Grace. I'll be right back.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be.
Can you dig it?
Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Sweet.
God for being sweet to me. Yes. Monday motivation. Grace. Grace, grace, grace. Without grace, you and I would not be here today. Grace is the reason why we just celebrated Easter. Grace is the reason why we are still alive and walking and smiling. Grace. Grace is the reason why God answers our prayers. Grace is the reason why we are so blessed. Grace is the reason why we have a Savior who is our guide, our protector, our provider, our healer, our one and only, our Alpha, our Omega. Grace. So on this Monday motivation, take yourself a dose of grace and keep on going. Forget about what happened yesterday. Forget what happened this morning. Keep on going, because tomorrow you're going to go to bed tonight, and tomorrow you're going to wake up, and the sun, whether it shines or not, it is still spring. You are still alive and well, and what is going to happen will happen whether you like it or not. So be thankful for what you achieved today. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for being able to have something to be thankful for. And let the rest go. Because many a times we are held back by the things that we refuse to let go. And the things that we hold on to does nothing but drain us, because it does nothing else to uplift us. And if something does not do anything to uplift you, then you need to cut it out. My name is Blaze. I am your host. It is that time where I am taking a break, and so there I go again.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Having a right start to your day is important. The morning sets the tone for the rest of the day. Taking the right supplements can help you enjoy an active, healthy lifestyle. There is one product that can give you just that, a right start that will help you look and feel great. The Right Start family of products contain the essential vitamins and minerals necessary for good nutrition, with the added benefit of 4-Life Transfer Factor. Right Start addresses the specific health support needs that are unique to men, women, and kids and teens. With the all-in-one nutrition of Right Start, it is no longer necessary to research supplements and purchase several different products in order to meet your essential daily needs. 4-Life has done the work for you. That's why using Right Start can save you time and money. Both Right Start men and Right Start women include the immune system support of patent-protected 4-Life Transfer Factor Plus Trifactor Formula. 4-Life's bio-EFA with CLA that contains essential fatty acids such as omega-3s and omega-6. And our exclusive Life C formula that provides 5 different sources of vitamin C. Plus, Right Start contains a complex blend of antioxidants from more than 20 different sources. Each of these has a different job in mind, whether it's to support the cells, the mind, or the eyes. In addition, Right Start Men contains unique ingredients to support the specific hormonal and nutritional needs of men, such as prostate health. Right Start Women includes increased amounts of folic acid, calcium, and magnesium to support healthy hormone balance and the reproductive system. Right Start Kids and Teens is created for those aged 2 to 18. It comes in chewable tablets in 2 tasty fruit flavors. For kids, immune system support is a must. After all, they don't discriminate against dirt, community water bottles, car grease, and worse. With this product, kids and teens receive up to 600 milligrams of 4-Life Transfer Factor Trifactor Formula, plus hormonal and nutritional support, and 22 essential vitamins and minerals necessary for development and growth. Teens, on the other hand, are notorious for dietary and wellness shortfalls. Taking Right Start Kids and Teens can help supplement your teen's daily nutrition and fortify their development and everyday health. The 4Life Research and Development team has spent countless hours developing these products and identifying the unique ingredients required to provide the greatest health benefits to men, women, and children. 4Life is there when you need us most with product solutions for your life. The future of your health depends on what you do today. Make smart choices. Build a better life.
Praise is what I do, William Murphy. I'll be right back.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Yeah.
say thank you. That is a form of praise. If we're just grateful when we wake up in the morning, grateful when we make it home at night, even grateful when we make it to that job that we really do not like, that we really wish we weren't there, even if we, but we are grateful for it because it takes care of us and what we need to take care of in the meantime. You know, sometimes you just have to show grateful, have a grateful attitude no matter what, because you just may be going through a test. You know, sometimes not every time you know when a test is going to come. Sometimes you walk into the classroom, and as soon as you get into the classroom, you're thinking you're going to be doing one thing. The teachers announce, oh, today is a quiz day. And so if you were not paying attention to your lessons and you were not studying over the weekend or at any point, you will be caught off guard. And, of course, you're not going to know a thing about what you're being quizzed upon. Sometimes you may be quizzed and you're not even aware that you are being quizzed. So give thanks for everything, even the things that you do not like. And I'm not saying that because I have not been there. Let me tell you, there was a time in my life, I have a friend who can testify to that, because over cocktails, she and I would talk about work and how it got to the point where neither one of us wanted to be where we worked. We didn't like the people. We didn't like the place. We didn't like, you know, something that we enjoyed doing. We no longer wanted to be there. Just waking up to go was so dreadful that it made you want to quirk. But after we started talking about it and we started discussing it and we realized how grateful we were that we had a job and that we understand that the thing, we came to understand that the things that we were going through at work were there to make us stronger. You know, when I was going through that period of time in my life, I was listening to Joel Osteen's teachings, and one morning, I don't remember the name of that particular teaching, but I remember very well what that teaching said and what it was all about. And that teaching said, when someone is using sandpaper to scrub you, you know, people are on your back and you feel like they are just scrubbing the daylight out of you. When someone is using sandpaper to scrub you, be grateful, because they are making you shine. And that's exactly what happened. You know, that was exactly what happened. Once I heard that and I realized I was a diamond in the rough and God was allowing me to be in a place to go through a process so that I could see what I was made out of, I had a totally different attitude about going to work. And because I changed my attitude, and it was an attitude of gratitude for being able to go to work and for looking at the people who were making life so difficult for me, so I thought, but in reality, they were taking me through the lesson and the process I needed to go through so that I could see something in me that I did not know existed. You know, because sometimes when you are, we are all human beings, but sometimes when you're going through things, you think, well, you know, I shouldn't have to be going through this and I shouldn't have to be going through that. That's what we all say about ourselves. But golly, if Jesus Christ, who is the Alpha and the Omega, went through, who the hell are we to think that we are going to walk the face of this earth and nobody's going to dislike us, and nobody's going to say nothing bad about us, and we're not going to find ourselves in situations that we are not going to be happy with, and we're not going to have no haters. You know what my pastor said on Sunday, and I'm so grateful he said that. He said we ought to go out and buy a thank you card to our haters, because if it wasn't for our haters, some of us would not be motivated to do what we do. But because you have haters, they motivate you. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know, I am so thankful for a particular situation that I was, that I am going through, but what is much different now than it was, because now that I understand what it is, I am dealing with it differently. But before I knew what it was, I didn't deal with it in the same manner. And believe it or not, guys, it's nothing new. It's the same old exam. The instructor or the person who was putting out this examination was different. The same examination. You know, it was the same quiz. And so once you realize what it is that you're dealing with and you choose to be grateful for it and appreciative of it and say thank you for it and forgive the person because they don't know what they're doing. However, when you have reached a certain stage in life, if you have a master's degree, you ought to know more than a person just entering into college or who is in kindergarten. The level of education is different, and so it is with spiritual education. That is one of the reasons why you cannot forgo your spiritual education for anything else in life, because your spiritual education is what really nurtures you to keep you sane so that you can deal with the things of this world. If you're spiritually dead, spiritually illiterate, there is absolutely no way you can survive this world with a good spirit, because everything of this world is to steal you and rob you of your joy. And if you don't understand that and you don't know that, you're just going to give in to all of these things. And sometimes it comes in such sweet little disguise packages that you don't even think about it when the package arrives. You open the package and you're excited and you welcome the package, the gift in the package, because you're excited of a package you receive. You know, we all love to receive gifts. We all love to receive friends. We all love to have new connections. We all love to make our children happy. So we welcome the people that they bring into our lives, because we all are human beings. And so if you are spiritually drained, spiritual dropout, you do not recognize those exams when they come to you, and even when you're not totally illiterate spiritually, like I said, it comes in such packages. You know, you always choose a gift, depends on who's given it to you. It means more to you because of who gave it to you. And so you ought to be careful not to allow your spiritual self to be so drained that you cannot discern the things of this world, because it comes at you in the places you least expect it, in the manner you least expect it, and it sips at you a tiny bit at a time. And by the time it fully hits you, you take a step back and you go, oh my gosh, you know, OMG, what the hell just happened here? You know, you get that kind of reaction because you're like, where the hell was I when this was happening? How did I not see this coming? So on this Monday motivation, prepare yourself for anything that can happen, will. But meditate meditate, find yourself a psalms, a verse, a poem. Find yourself something that will fill you just mentally, but spiritually and emotionally. Because without that spiritual food, you are nothing but a dead man walking. You may be quite alive, yes, you are, but you are nothing but a dead man walking. For Psalms 27, King James Version said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemy and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, is this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I call. Lord, be merciful to me and answer me. My heart shall say of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face far from me. Do not put your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses have risen up against me, shouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be of good courage and wait for the Lord." Psalms 27. Now, when you meditate, whether it's 27, 23, 91, 46, 35, 20 or 5, whichever one you choose. I just told you some of those that I choose to meditate on. Whether it is either one of those, or whether it is another verse in the Bible altogether, like Nehemiah 10 verse 5, or Nehemiah 11 verse 10. Philippians 14 4:13. Or Psalms 23, verse 2 or verse 1. It's up to you. But when you choose to pick a verse or quote or a song that brings life, that speaks to your soul, that brings life to your soul, or even a prayer as the Lord's Prayer, your soul, you are feeding your spirit. And when you need strength because this world is beating you down, you have somewhere to go. My name is Blaze. I am your host. You heard a recording on Right Start for Men and Right Start for Women. If you are interested in any of the products that I distribute or I represent, you may give me a call at 315-333-2377. Don't text that number because I am not going to get it. So you may call me again. The number is 315-333-2377, Monday to Friday, between the hours of 10 and 4 Eastern Time. And I will be more than happy to discuss the products or my service with you. You can also visit my website, www.4thewordlife.com/Blaze, or my Facebook page for the product, Health is Wealth, or my personal Facebook page, Blaze Sylvester, or our I Am a Success Story. You could also visit my website, IamASuccessStory.com. And these are all the ways that you can get in touch with me. I thank you for listening to me tonight. Shout out to Jamaica, St. Lucia, London, Israel, Norway, Korea Republic, and to you, United States of America. God bless us all. May He keep us and continue to protect us. I leave you with the song, My God is Awesome, by Charles Jenkins. I will see you tomorrow night, folks. If I don't make it to Bible study, because I've been getting a little glitch in going to Bible study, and I do hope that I get to make it. I hope I get to make it this week. I really do. I haven't been to Bible study for a little bit, and I am really missing it. Really, really, really missing it. I am. And where did my song go? Oh, my gosh. Okay, there we go. My God is Awesome. Charles Jenkins. Good night. I love you. God bless you. And I will see you.
Come on, everybody.
Tomorrow.
Let's give God this
my
worship.
God is
if you know He's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know He's awesome, woo! You're in awe of His grace. You're in awe of His goodness. You're in awe of His mercy. You're in awe of His provision. He's great and He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is
come on.
Awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heal me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever
He'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has He ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weak.
Forever He'll reign.
Forever He'll reign.
Walk
on if you know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm
somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy name.
Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. From the rain.
Oh, my God is
awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.